This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, May 22nd, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. CBO outlines cost of Thompson Farm Bill measures. BASF settles PFAS case, and Biotechnology Innovation Organization cuts 30. CBO lays out Thompson's Farm Bill funding gap. New cost estimates from the Congressional Budget Office detail the funding gap that the House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson faces as he moves his Farm Bill this week. CBO estimates the changes to the commodity title would increase the federal deficit by $37.7 to $39.3 billion. That's after CBO accounts for the $8 billion in savings provided by suspending USDA Section 5 spending authority under the Commodity Credit Corporation. The voluntary base update alone would cost $9.2 billion to $10.8 billion, according to CBO. The bill would allow farmers to get new base acres based on planting patterns over the past five seasons. Now keep in mind, Thompson argues that the CCC savings should be much higher than what CBO says, but CBO has not changed its position so far. The GOP response: preliminary estimates that are selectively leaked do not reflect final text or final scores. We continue working with CBO to address the deficiencies in their scores and estimates, said Thompson spokesman Ben Goldley. For more on the Farm Bill and how the benefits of the commodity title changes would be distributed, you can check out this week's AgriPulse newsletter. We also look at party control of the top 10 House districts in terms of agriculture production. BASF to pay $316.5 million in PFAS settlement. BASF has agreed to pay $316.5 million to settle a lawsuit with a nationwide class of public water systems that detected PFAS in their drinking water sources. The utilities allege that the PFAS came from firefighting foam. BASF said some of the products at issue in the litigation, quote, were made using surfactant produced by SIBA Specialty Chemicals, which BASF acquired in 2009. In 2003, years before BASF acquired SIBA, SIBA sold that business line to another company. The settlement releases claims against BASF, SIBA, and other related corporate entities. It was reached as part of a multi-district litigation against PFAS manufacturers proceeding in South Carolina. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Bio lays off 30 in restructuring. The Biotechnology Innovation Organization has laid off 30 people as a part of a restructuring, including some of its senior leaders. President and CEO John Crowley said, after a thorough evaluation of our organization, its structure and activities, as well as the priorities of our members, we have developed a strategic plan for the association that is designed to bring stronger focus and greater impact in everything we do. We want to ensure that all of our stakeholders understand the significance of biotechnology for patients, caregivers, and families, for our food systems, for the economy, and for our national security, he continued. Each of the exited employees leaves a powerful and important mark on our history, Crowley said. We thank them for their contributions and wish them in the very best. For more on the bio layoffs and other employee comings and goings, you can read Farmhands in this week's AgriPulse newsletter. The layoffs were first reported by Stat. FDA extends comment period on animal drug labeling proposal. FDA has extended the comment period on a proposed dealing with animal drug labeling after both the Generic Animal Drug Alliance and the Animal Health Institute sought more time. The proposed rule for labeling requirements includes significant detail and is imperative that generic and pioneer animal drug sponsors have adequate time to review and formulate comments, as this rule will have significant impact on the industry, the Generic Animal Drug Alliance said. Both groups asked for another 90 days. The proposal is designed to provide animal drug sponsors, quote, with predictable requirements for the labeling of prescription and over-the-counter new animal drugs, as well as new animal drugs for use in animal feeds. Another extension, the USDA's Food and Nutrition Service also has granted more time for comment, giving interested parties another 14 days on a proposal addressing work requirements in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. The new comment deadline is June 14th. Here's today's He Said It. When I dropped the bill, I was glad literally I didn't drop it because it's about 900 pages and it would have broke my foot. That House Ag Committee Chair Glenn Thompson speaking on the formal introduction of his draft farm bill. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, May 22nd. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.